Broadcasting from occupied territories, War the Flea Media, it's the Reality Dysfunction Podcast, a space where a diverse group of brown folk from across the nation explore the political experiences and social future of our Chicano Latino community. Control the narrative, resist the dysfunction.
Greetings, dysfunctionals. This is Dr. Ernesto back with another episode of the Reality Dysfunction. Today, we're talking with three young women who are undergraduate students at Northern Arizona University, where I'm currently working in the Ethnic Studies Department. These three young scholars will be presenting at the upcoming NAACS, National Association of Chicano Studies conference in San Francisco. And I wanted to bring them on so that they could talk a little bit about who they are and the work that they're doing. So we have with us Violette Valencia, Brinley Carrillo, and Demi Garcia. Violette, would you like to talk a little bit about yourself, kick us off?
Yeah, of course. My name is Violette Valencia. I am a first year here at NAU. I am currently majoring in sociology, minoring in ethnic studies and international studies. See, I'm from California originally, so I'm an out-of-state student here. And I come from, you know, just a large family, Spanish speaking, so I kind of miss that, but super excited to go home in a couple of days. Yeah.
All right. Violette, could you tell us a little bit about what you'll be presenting at NAACS this upcoming weekend?
Yes. So we, as a group, are focusing on the strawberry campaign that happened in Watsonville. The angle that I'm taking it from is the religious involvement that contributed to the movement as a whole, which included various religious organizations, from Catholics to Lutherans to Baptist. It was really a combination of like a collective effort between them of just really just standing up for justice for the farm workers. Yeah, so.
Okay, that's great. All right, Demi, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you'll be talking about this weekend at the NAACS conference?
As you said, I'm Demi Garcia. I am a major in nursing, and this work is just really, really, really interesting. And this is something we're very, very passionate about. All three of us, we're going to be going to NAACS and everything, and that's really, really nice that we even got the privilege of being able to apply, get in for it, and not many were able to. Like Violet said, she's going to be going in on that part, like section. I'm going to be writing about the history, and Brinley did more of the interviews, and yeah, it's just really amazing work we did all together.
I agree. And this actually started from a class project from last semester, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Next, we're going to talk
about
with Brinley Carrillo. That's right. Carrillo. Brinley is an upperclassman and definitely the anchor of what's happening here. And so, Brinley, maybe you can talk to us a little bit about yourself and then really bring us up to date, like how this project started, and some of the work that you've done, particularly that you and Violette have done around archival work.
Yeah, I'm a senior here at Northern Arizona University. I will be getting my bachelor's, in international affairs and political science with a minor in Italian. I am from a very Mexican-American family. My mom is white and my dad is an immigrant from Mexico. And so I grew up with very much both sides of the American experience, and I felt like a little isolated on one side or the other sometimes. So reaching for Chicano studies and for learning about my own culture and increasing activism for my people has uplifted me in a way that I could never like explain in words. It makes me feel so amazing. Like Dr. Morales said, Demi and I met in an ethnic studies class last semester. And we started talking to Dr. Morales about the specific work that he has done within the United Farm Workers movement. And his work within the Watsonville Strawberry Campaign specifically caught our eye just because it was one that we hadn't heard about much before. And it was something that we were very interested in continuing to learn about as a smaller campaign that may not have been as big as ones that Cesar Chavez has done in the past before he passed away. So I feel like the arc, thanks to Dr. Morales, sorry, he has a whole bunch of archives based on all of this campaign work that he did throughout the UFW and with universities and churches and nonprofit groups and stuff like that, helping out the community of farm workers. So I with my portion of the research and the archival work, I've been looking through a lot of news articles and university statements and petitions and dedication statements from grocers, and I will be mostly focusing on the long-term impact and how the individuals with involved within this campaign have done a lot afterwards, and as well as they did change lives for the farm workers that were working, as well as the challenges that this campaign faced with the political atmosphere this time towards immigration and et cetera. And another factor would be the motivation of the university students and how the university students contributed to activism for the Watsonville strawberry farm workers. Sorry, that was a lot.
No, that's good. I think that when you throw that in with what Violette and Demi are doing, it really shows the nuance and the complexity, right, of the organizing the United Farm Workers has done over the last 40 or 50 years. I mean, really, I think Violette, your part of it in talking about religious involvement is really quite fascinating, right? Because to think about how you bring all these different religious organizations together to support this work. And I was just wondering if there was anything out of the documents that you looked at that really stood out to you.
I did find through your archival work as well, there was like a sort of statement that was like collectively, they did statements on justice and their stance, and a lot of them very much supported what the UFW was doing. So I found that very fascinating. And then I was able to interview Lori Morrison, and she gave insight on how that they really did bring the community like together, because religious or religion as a whole, like it brings people together in terms of they have a community that they go to. So by getting these groups involved, it brought even more people to the table, which I found to be interesting in a way that it made them realize that the struggle that they're facing is also one that could relate to them. Yeah,
Yeah.
just building those community coalitions
Okay.
is really important.
Yeah. No, that's fascinating. I think it is anyways. I always have. Hey, Demi, why don't you tell us a little bit, just a little bit, right, about what it is that you're doing?
So I'm writing more context, like of the history behind all of this and how it first started. I open up in my first page a little bit talking about Cesar Chavez and the work he'd done, and then how you guys kind of were inspired part of that and kept that movement going and just kept all of this continuing. So then we don't continue to have history repeat itself or have any of these complications or any of these inhumane treatments that these people were being treated like. And it just definitely reminded me when going back at this research and reading the stories about how some people were held at gunpoint or certain things, just basic things, just because they were just fighting for human decent rights, like just equal rights. I don't understand how people could be just so hateful towards other human beings when all of us should just love each other and help each other. So to me, that was a big thing that roped me in on all of this.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And
Yeah.
it's just something that we cannot allow to get even close to happen again. I guess a lot of my paper, I definitely made sure to incorporate that as like a message
Good.
for people to definitely not take lightly.
Yeah. All right, excellent. So I'm just kind of wondering, three young Chicanas, all very smart, really trying to get out and to, look at this research. I mean, why, and this is open to anyone or to all three of you, really, why do you feel this is so important? I mean, what is the importance of understanding your history?
I could totally take this if you guys don't mind.
Go for
Yeah.
it. I think for me personally, I grew up going back and forth to Mexico a lot. I lived in Juarez for a few years, and then spent a majority of my life in a town about 30 minutes away from the border, experiencing border struggles and immigrants coming through our property and having conservative grandparents who I was living with at the time always didn't go well. And then, as well as having to go through a border patrol checkpoint every single time I left my county. That was something that was very, I didn't realize that not everyone had to do until I was older. And I kind of grew up like wondering why, and also always wondering why I never knew much about my heritage. And I feel like that's because there's a lot of misconceptions within education, especially here in the United States, when teaching our history. And there's not a lot touched on Chicano history aside from indigenous, right? Not rights, but indigenous history. And then aside from that, obviously, like purchasing land from Mexico and then following into the 2000s, a lot of political trifles. And so I feel like it's really important to understand that Chicanos had a big place in our history as Americans. And we have forged a lot of advocacy movements for our own people, as well as we were also subjugated to segregation. Before the civil rights movement. And we have also been subjugated to a lot of racism in this country. And we are told that we're not white enough to be here, but we're not Hispanic enough to go home. And so it's kind of a really complicated feeling to have that. And so to learn about your history is kind of just uplifting the people around you and allowing you to educate others in ways that they might not have been educated.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see that and experience that every time I get to teach a Chicano studies course. I mean, I think that you're absolutely right. Violette or Demi, did you guys want to weigh in on that at all?
Yeah, no, she pretty much said it. I definitely was interested in Chicano Latino work as well because of those exact same reasonings, but softer reasonings for me. But yeah, I definitely wanted the message to be for all of us is that us Latinos, we're a community, we're here to stay, and we're not going anywhere. So you guys better get used to it.
All right, you heard it here first. You better get used to it. I like that. Violette, did you want to say anything?
If anything, I would just add that everyone's story is important to tell. And I know we focus like on the civil rights movement a lot, which has, of course, of importance beyond. But it's also just like our history has been kind of overlooked in a way that we just go over, oh yeah, Cesar Chavez, and then what happened there? But we don't really go into detail. Like I didn't realize like the importance of how like it spread like nationwide, like through different segments or just th different institutions. So I hadn't realized that connection before. So just re acknowledging that there's more to the story than just one person, I think is really important to uplift more people and more voices. So, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say that I'm very excited to be at Knox with you guys this weekend presenting. I can't wait to see your panel, which is going to be on Saturday in the afternoon, in case anybody is wondering or they're going to be in San Francisco. You should shoot through and hear what these three have to say. I want to thank you guys for being on the podcast with me. Hopefully we can do it again here real soon.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this
Yeah,
opportunity.
I'm super pumped that you guys decided to do this. So,
So are we.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, keep it steps.
This is the reality dysfunction.